Live from downtown San Francisco, it's Sports Overnight America.
No regrets. That's my motto. That and everybody Wing Chun tonight.
Sports Overnight America with Matt Kolsky.
When people hear me describing it over the radio, they are going to remember that AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529.
I used to be number one in this town, but people don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
He's the voice of America, fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
Don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
Hour number one, right now.
This is the one that brings us back.
Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
They wanna get my gold on the ceiling.
Hello. And welcome in to Sports Overnight America.
I'm low on vodka.
I am Matt Kolsky.
I'm low on vodka.
Host for the evening.
I'm low on vodka.
Jerry Burke with us as well as we guide you through the Sunday night.
Yeah.
Selection Sunday night.
Yeah.
That means we got NCAA brackets to discuss.
Yeah.
A lot of NBA.
Yeah.
To discuss as well as those bigger fellas head down the home stretch.
I'm low on vodka.
And of course, because this is sports talk and because the NFL never ends, they won't get the heck out of the news either.
Yeah.
There's an interesting story out of the NFL that I want to address tonight, actually, involving a free agent and just exactly how you're allowed to negotiate free agent deals. I'm confused, I think, because I thought I knew how it worked, but maybe I don't. So we'll talk about that next, plus, of course, bracket talk on Selection Sunday night, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
Kurt, Chuck can see what you're holding up.
But Bob can't.
Keep that side like a pile of leaves. I've got to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around the bend when the government...
It is Sports Overnight America.
I'm low on vodka.
You know, Jerry, these problems of yours, nobody cares. I don't know. I don't know how to make that.
I don't know how I can go on. St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I only have a fifth left. I'm low.
Well, it serves you right for being an Irishman drinking vodka anyway. You're a traitor to your country and family.
That hurts. That hurts me deep.
Well, was there no Jameson available when you went?
No, that was gone before noon today. Who are you kidding?
Unbelievable. You think you could just go on your nation's most sacred day, you would drink vodka of all things.
That's because I drank all the Irish whiskey already, man. By the way, do you know what St. Patrick's, you know,
so what you're saying, to me is, yeah, that on St. Patrick's Day weekend you were ill prepared.
No, I have plenty of Irish whiskey at home. I have plenty of Irish whiskey at home. I just didn't bring enough with me to work.
That seems like a major oversight.
It does. By the way, do you know St. Patrick, by the way, he is the patron saint of engineers. Just so
and didn't he clean all the snakes off of the Irish Isles or something?
And that's what you need an engineering degree for.
To get rid of snakes.
Evidently. Hell, by the way, so happy Ides of March. You know what? If you're a fatalist and you're Irish, this is your weekend. The St. Patrick's Day Parade and the Ides of March were on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And, of course, the Brides of March parade here in San Francisco. Have you ever seen that? That's...
at two Burke?
At two Kolsky. Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, I can actually recite, and look, this is Sirius XM Channel 92. I can actually recite the eulogy that Mark Antony gave at Julius Caesar's funeral from Shakespeare.
All right, you want to do a bunch of Shakespeare? I can. Just go ahead.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, for I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often turned with their bones.
All right, I don't want to hear.
Pretty damn good. How come Wisconsin Green Bay is not in the tourney? That's bad.
Okay, Jerry, name one player on Wisconsin Green Bay.
It's not the hell with the players. I was looking at their schedule. I was looking at their record. That's kind of not cool. I mean, there's always one or two teams that should get it. I just looked at Wisconsin Green Bay this year, and it's like they should.
I think getting exercised over the 69th and 70th best teams in the country is just the silliest thing in the world.
Are you new?
No. I recognize that it happens every year.
It does.
I just think it's very silly.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, nobody knows anything about that team.
I actually know something about Mount St. Mary's.
But, Jerry, that's a coincidence.
Why is it a coincidence?
Why do you know about Mount St. Mary's?
My mom's sister is a member of the Lord's there.
Okay, so coincidentally, you happen to have a family member working there.
No, she's a member of the Board of Lords. It's a difference. Okay,
whatever, Jerry.
And I know it's near Camp David. I know the area, just letting you know.
Okay, you're right. Because your aunt works there, that means you should have final say over whether Wisconsin Green Bay gets into the NCAA tournament.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
My point is, all the people who whine and scream about this stuff, I mean, SMU had a reasonable case, I suppose.
Well, they're in the top 25 for a good part of the year, a nice chunk of the year.
Plenty of teams.
Until they lost to Temple. That was their downfall.
Well, they lost to Temple, though.
Yeah.
So... nobody to blame but yourself.
Especially when you lose the Temple these days.
And quite frankly, Jerry,
yeah,
you've got 68 damn teams in this thing, which is already more than enough as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I agree with you. I think
I could not care less about the teams that might actually be the 62nd best team in the country, but just got squeezed out. And even if I look, I realize that they're probably more like the 35th best team in the country, but who cares?
But then
the top 20 or 30 teams are in, and then we get a bunch of other fun teams that get to participate as well.
But people will make the argument. That every year an Ivy League team goes in there and they have no chance. Although a couple of years ago it was Princeton when they knocked off UCLA.
They have no chance. Yeah, Ivy League teams upset people all the time.
Right. But I'm saying Harvard, really. I mean, nothing against Harvard. It's a good school. They wouldn't accept me or you. But my point is, people will make the argument. Harvard's the one. You know, they may win their first round game and that's it. Well, people will make that argument.
Yeah, great. What, you think Mount St. Mary's or Wisconsin Green Bay was going to win more than one round?
Oh, I have Mount St. Mary's going all the way in my bracket.
Right, Jerry.
I drink a lot. How was your week, Matt? It's good talking to you again.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart.
I know I am. Can't help it.
I bet you could help it if you tried.
There's a couple of things I wanted to talk with you about before we even got to basketball, but you started on this UM Green Bay thing. I was just UW.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's an accurate description of how this happened.
How are you as a Bears fan knowing that Mr. Peppers is now a Packer?
Honestly, I'm still basking in the glow of Charles Tillman returning to the Bears.
Uh-huh.
I could care less about Peppers. Look, I think the guy has a chance to be productive as a, you know, limited snap.
Situational guy.
Situational pass rusher. And I think he could even be very good in that role. You know, I mean, look at a guy like John Abraham, I believe is the name I'm looking for, who for several years now has been that sort of guy and has been putting up reasonable sack numbers. I mean, in the 8 to 10 range, I want to say. So you can be functional as that. With the Bears, it wasn't a situation where they were saying, look, we think Julius Peppers is done.
Right.
They were paying him like a superstar.
Right. And which he isn't anymore.
No, and he was when they signed him, and I don't regret the Bears signing that deal. I loved having Julius Peppers. I loved watching Julius Peppers. He did a lot of great things for the Bears, but certainly last year and probably even a little before, he was wildly overpaid, and they simply couldn't, with the defensive struggles they had.
Right, but I was just saying, yeah, it's not like the Bears have – he's the one player they need to get rid of to make the Bears a stalwart. No, I understand that.
You could not afford to pay Julius Peppers whatever $18 million or whatever ridiculous number. I mean, he was one of the highest paid non-quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
I don't remember exactly. It wasn't 18, but it was a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was eight figures, let's put it that way.
You can't afford to do that when you need to rebuild your defense. So – you know, the Bears made a couple of what I think were pretty good value free agent signings. Lamar Houston, they brought back DJ Williams in the linebacking core. They signed the end Willie Young from Detroit, who hasn't put up a ton of numbers, but a lot of sort of the inside football guys who watch line play like his activity, like say he's around the quarterback a lot. So the Bears have done some good things. They've still got a lot of defensive holes to fill, and I think they'll do it somewhat through the draft, hopefully, and we'll see. But I think, you know, in terms of winners and losers of free agency, the Peppers in a Packers uni is, you know, could be a mild win for the Packers, but it's not a big loss for the Bears.
No. I understand. And they save some money now.
Right. And they're spending that money.
Right.
It would have been, for me personally, on a personal note, it would have been much harder to see Charles Tillman in a Packer uniform than Julius Peppers.
Right.
I mean, you could still make an argument when Julius Peppers goes into the Hall of Fame, he may have Panthers gear. I mean, I know they don't do that in the NFL. But if he had to pick a hat like they do in baseball.
Well, actually, you know, that's actually up to the Hall of Fame in baseball. The player can make a suggestion, but the Hall gets to make the final say.
Did you get my point?
Go ahead.
I already made the point, Jerry, but you were too busy nitpicking about whose decision it is to listen to it.
Uh-huh. I'm just happy. I was talking about the NFL free agency. My boy Flacco's got someone to throw to now. Yay.
Yeah, that
was huge.
Now, if we want to talk general winners and losers of free agency.
That was surprising. I did not see that coming. I really didn't. I didn't think they had the money for him.
Oh, well, everything everything indicated from the moment he was cut that the Ravens were the likeliest destination. And boy, do they need him. And you know, especially because think about what happened to get Joe Flacco that money. Okay? The Ravens made a huge clutch playoff run.
Right. Got lucky in one game.
Well, they may or may not have gotten lucky, but Joe Flacco was tremendous.
Sure. Yeah.
And particular wide receiver more than he had ever before that year or really in his career. Do you know who that was?
Only because you kind of conked out halfway through that sentence. Your mic cracked up. What was that again?
I'm saying during that run of success for Joe Flacco, I believe it was like 11 touchdowns and no interceptions or something like
right,
that.
The person who was really had to throw to was Jacoby Jones and Anquan Boldin. That was it.
Yes, it was Anquan Boldin right. Underneath again and again and again. And what Joe Flacco had when Anquan Boldin left was guys like Jacoby Jones and Torrey Smith right. And
guys who weren't very big though.
Well, they're not that small. I mean, Jones is smallish. Torrey right. Smith's not a small guy. He's right. A big guy, but he's a downfield threat.
Right.
He's a sprinter, and
he ain't going across the middle very often. What you're
talking about. And so they had last year in particular. They had all the sprinters, but they didn't have anybody. Once the sprinters uncorked,
right.
The only play they had was throw it to the sprinters.
Right.
They didn't have anybody underneath. No tight end production. No. Exactly. And so now you have that guy in Steve Smith, who at age 35 isn't the downfield threat he once was.
Nope.
But you know what he is? Is the toughest damn SOB in the whole league.
Oh, yeah. Just throw a ball. He ain't going to gator arm it. Let's put it that way.
No, Steve Smith doesn't even know what gator arms are.
Right.
Right now, he's like, what is that like? Is that like a rabbit's foot? Is that a good luck charm?
Yeah.
Like, Steve Smith doesn't. And what Steve, this is all you need to know about Steve Smith is what he told you when he went on a Carolina radio show after it was clear he wasn't going back to the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
And he's, if I play the Panthers this year, whatever team I'm on,
uh-huh.
Bring your goggles because there's going to be blood and guts everywhere.
I love it. That's Raven football.
And guess what?
Yeah.
The Ravens do play the Panthers.
Where is that game in Carolina or is it in Baltimore?
I believe it is in Baltimore, should make it even
more. That'd be
awesome.
Nice if we're in Carolina. I'd like to see that, but I would love to see that game in Charlotte. That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, look, Steve Smith, I really think he's going to be one determined dude. And 35, look, the great receivers, a lot of them are productive into their late 30s.
No, well, the reason they are is because they know how to adjust their game to because you know, they're not as fast
well,
as they used to. They're not as fast as they used to be.
It's the combination of adjusting your game and
smart.
Working hard to stay in incredible shape
and experience.
Steve Smith, obviously the experience, but just in terms of keeping yourself capable of playing to a late age, it's adjusting to your new skills like intelligence over athleticism and keeping yourself in great condition, and I expect Steve Smith to do both of those things. So I think, you know, this is one of those rare cases where he may actually play the entirety of that 3-year deal because I would not be at all surprised to see him be productive for 3 more years. I think it's a great deal.
Real quick before we go to a break here, Matt, I do want to give you a heads up before the top of the hour. We need your pick for the worst team of 2014. And one team has been taken off the board, picked already.
How is that possible?
Because I knew I told them they could not take. I knew the two or the three teams you were thinking. But when you hear what Robert Bwan picked, you're not going to believe it.
If he picked who I was going to pick, Jerry.
He picked the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, okay. He can have them.
You got till the top of the hour, pal.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about the football story I actually wanted to talk about before you hijacked the segment and ran all amok with it.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah. Indeed, that is what we do. Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 92.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America.
That reminds me, what are you doing Thursday?
Thursday. Warriors game. I will be at a Warriors game.
Sounds like because Bill and I are going to have dinner in North Beach Thursday night. You want to come? Well, you're going to be at the game.
Yes, correct.
Well, we'll probably be drinking afterwards. You want to come after the game?
I suppose we'll see. It's a work night for me, Jerry. You know,
so
I
it's
do
work. Hey,
job.
We're going to go. We're going to be going on the air too. Big deal. So, big deal, man. It's Bill Lee.
Well, you guys will be on the air by the time I'm out of the game.
Well, there you go.
So that won't do anybody any good.
Sports Overnight America series and XM Channel 92. Tis the Matt Kolsky Show, is it not, Matthew?
Yeah, I guess it is.
We can call it that, I guess. We can call it that. Have you had a good... Good.
No, Jerry, honestly, you just go.
I was just saying, you're having a good weekend thus far. Did you have a good time this weekend?
For that, you interrupt me.
Yes.
Have you heard the Emmanuel Sanders story, Jerry?
I was reading about it. Why don't you enlighten me a little bit more, because I can't find my vodka. Go ahead.
Killing me. Here's what I don't understand. Emmanuel Sanders signed with the Broncos today. I believe it was 3 years, $15 million.
It was something like that, yeah, $5, $6 million. Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, the Kansas City Chiefs got very up in arms, and they seemed to be saying...
There was a handshake deal or something.
Well, so, okay. Do you want me to explain it, or would you rather explain it?
Knock yourself out.
The limited understanding that you have.
Knock yourself out.
The Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, the handshake, I guess handshake deal is the phrase that's being thrown around, mm-hmm. but that seems to suggest that it's something other than what is ordinarily considered to be an agreed upon deal.
Right.
I mean, at some point in almost any negotiation, there is a point at which negotiations are finalized.
And you sign a piece of paper.
No. Oh, Jerry, you're killing me.
Good.
No, you don't sign a piece of paper. That's exactly my point. At some point in any negotiations, there is a time at which everything is agreed upon, and very rarely, I would imagine, in any business deal of any kind, are the papers for that agreement then already produced and signed within a matter of seconds.
Right. It's not that day.
It might be that day. It might be the next day. It might be 3 days later. But in almost any business deal, whether you call it a handshake agreement or you call it a agreement in principle, when you agree and everyone says, yes, that's a deal. Let me give you an example.
Okay, okay.
In the house where I currently live,
uh-huh.
I have three roommates. Over the next 2 months, two of those roommates are moving out.
What'd you do?
It's only partially because of my own personal behavior.
Okay. For once.
I bit them. I'm sorry.
What you do with heels on, that's one thing. But, go ahead.
You and Marv Albert.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I have better hair.
I put out some feelers, who needs a place to live, and a friend of mine said, I think I might be interested, came over, looked at the place, we talked about terms. He said, when does that guy move out? May 1st. Great. I'd like to move in. We agreed upon it. I don't know that we actually specifically shook hands, but we agreed on May 1st. This friend of mine is moving into the room in my house, uh-huh. being vacated by another of my roommates.
Because you bit him.
Okay. And if 3 days from now, 3 days from now, it wouldn't be as big a deal because we're talking about May 1st. But if a month from now,
right.
he suddenly said, ooh, you know what?
I'm not actually moving after all.
That's not, to me, that's, he broke a real agreement. Was it written down on paper? Had he signed the lease yet? No. But he broke a real agreement because that's what
the understanding was.
It was fully understood. And the understanding was he was undoubtedly going to move in. And so I just don't see how in the course of a contract negotiations, the two sides could be so confused about what they had said to each other, because the Kansas City Chiefs seem to be saying quite clearly, we had a deal, and Emmanuel Sanders and his agent, who has sort of a skeezy past, by the way, they seem to be saying, or at least Emmanuel Sanders seems to be saying, we never had a fully agreed upon deal. We had terms that had been discussed,
right.
but we didn't have an agreement per se. And again, whatever terms you want to use, and I realize nothing was signed, it doesn't seem to me like if communication is even halfway decent,
right.
it doesn't seem to me like there should be any confusion on the opposite sides of that, right?
That sounds about right. What it sounds like to me, though, is this agent who you said it's got a little bit of the sleaze factor going, he probably went to Denver and said, hey, Kansas City said they're going to give us this. We're agreed upon it. Can you be, unless you can beat it.
Well, okay. But again, that's not really the issue. I think that's definitely what he did.
Right.
But that's how negotiations work in the NFL. The question is whether when he did that,
uh-huh.
he had actually really agreed to a deal with Kansas City, or if he had just heard their offer. Mm-hmm. Because that's what negotiations are. It's agents hearing offers, or probably in some cases not hearing offers, and then going to other teams and saying, here's the offer I have from those guys. What are you going to give us?
Right.
And so him doing that in and of itself is not it's no problem for me. Right? I mean, isn't that how you imagine the average NFL negotiation?
I can imagine that, yeah.
So that doesn't really intentionally gave Kansas City the impression that that was a done deal. And here's what I guess I would say is, what incentive would he possibly have to give Kansas City the impression that it was a done deal if he was going to go talk to Denver?
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. What are the odds are that he was even in the room? I have the feeling this was just the agents doing it.
I'm talking about the agent.
Right.
But I'm saying, if you're the agent and you get an offer from the Denver Broncos,
right?
Or I'm sorry, from the Kansas City
Chiefs, yeah.
And you know you want to check with the Broncos. Why would you agree to anything with the Chiefs? There's no incentive to agree to anything with the Chiefs if you're going to go to the Broncos anyway. You can always come back and agree to the Chiefs.
Right. Yeah. If you agree to a deal, why are you going anywhere else? Yeah. It's like if you've already bought a car, why are you going to a dealership the next day to see another one?
Or better yet, if you know you're going to the other dealership, why are you going to buy the first car?
Exactly.
We'll come back with more. We're going to get into the college hoop world a little bit.
Mount St. Mary's.
No Mount St. Mary's talk whatsoever. That's how we operate. Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and Sirius XM, Channel 92.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
So how long do you usually make people your bitch?
Chica.
What on earth is that from, Jerry?
West Wing.
Interesting. That's a side of what the West Wing I hadn't imagined.
The great Allison Janney. Nice lady. Six foot one, by the way.
That's tall.
She's a big one.
That's tall for a lady.
As is Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. She was 6 foot one. Probably still is.
Allison Janney probably still is as well, I think.
I ran into her in the place, a bar called the Dubliner in Washington, D.C., right down the street from when I used to work for XM in Washington. And I knew
you ever
she was
been to the Dubliner here in San Francisco.
I might have been, but this is a really—it's right by Union Station in Washington, right by the Capitol. And I knew she was tall, and I ran into her there one time, and sitting there just BSing, and she excused herself to go to the bathroom or have a cigarette. I can't remember what it was. She stood up, and it was, she kept standing and going and going. I'm like, holy crap, you're tall. And she's 6'1".
Interesting.
Nice lady, though.
Does anyone else feel a little disturbed that Jerry has such great knowledge about the height of famous women?
Well, I stood next to her. I'm just over 5'11". She was like an inch and a half taller than me. And then I looked it up.
I think when you say you looked it up, do you mean it just happened to pop up while you were looking up other sorts of pictures of?
No, you know me. I read a lot, and I just kind of Google her. Oh, she's 6'1". So. No, she is tall. She's a tall one.
Just Google. That's why. That's why all those things pop up. Yeah. So
that and there's no naked Allison Janney pictures online. I checked.
Okay. Easy.
Well, yeah, I kind of hoped there would be one in Juno, but nothing. You know.
Oh.
And then you find out Ellen Page is gay. God, there's no God. Anyway, go ahead. You want to talk about college hoops? Fine. I'm concerned about Ellen Page, and she'll never run away with me now because she's into women, and Allison Janney's too tall for me. God, it sucks.
I know.
To be
well,
me.
The thing about Ellen Page is you were right there until you found out she was gay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were this close. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You were like literally, if I remember correctly, when that TMZ alert came on your phone, you were like across the bar from Ellen Page, about to ask her out.
I was this close. Yeah, we were trying to decide whether we were going to go to the Maldives or to Tahiti. And oh wait, she's gay. Never mind.
Well, yeah, that worked. You tried, Jerry.
I gave it. I did what I can.
You did everything. Thank you. All right.
On more sane things.
when you look at the bracket, like, what's the first thing you're looking for?
First thing I'm looking for when
yeah,
I
yeah, because I'm always looking for one particular thing with regards to how I'm going to fill out the bracket.
Well, the first thing I always look at the bracket. Is I always look at the 5 and 12 matchups. That's just it. Just seems like there's always.
I think that's probably true for a lot of people because you know you're picking at least one of those to go
right.
To go topsy turvy, if not two, right?
Right. I'm also seeing quite the opposite. Who is a good team, not a great team, but a good team? Throw Oklahoma State. I'm just throwing that school out there. They're not a great team. Oh. They're okay, but I'm just saying a team like that, and you look at the bracket they're in, and you go, "Ooh, that's tough." You know what I mean? Sometimes I see teams like that, and you just look
really?
At yeah. I always look for a school like that. You know, there are other ones you can look at. Okay, that's an easier bracket. But I always look at schools that are like – I'm not saying they have the potential to win the title, but maybe they can go a little further than people expect. But then you look at the bracket they're in.
Why is Oklahoma –
I was just throwing them out there. I was just throwing that school out there. Just I'm saying
Yeah, but I mean why their bracket? Why is it so tough?
No. I wasn't even speaking about them specifically because I don't have the bracket in front of me right now. But I was just throwing a school. You know,
oh, that's good. That's good work by you.
Well, no, so our computer is shut down in here. We had a problem today. Comcast, the Comcast and Cumulus, they do the all the computer stuff for us. They shut us down here, and we have to alternate computers per room per hour. And the room I'm in right now, the only thing I can use on it is Skype. The computer I would use for the bracket is in the other room, and I can't use it right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and they did it on a Sunday when we're on the air. So that's why I'm upset I don't have any vodka, because I have no internet and I have no vodka now. What am I going to do tonight? Thank God I have my phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least if you'd had the vodka, you could have swirled the vodka and looked deep into your martini glass to divine what the bracket said.
Damn, no naked pictures of Ellen Page either. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, God. Make me sick.
I do like the movie Juno, though. So I'm just kidding.
Clearly. I think you might like it too much at your age.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
So the reason I asked that question
The truth is, yeah, the first thing I always look at are the 5 and 12 matchups. And like I said, that's not an entirely original thing, but that's the first thing I always look at.
No, that's legit, though. It's an important thing. Okay, let me explain first of all. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what I'm doing.
No.
Even in my best years of following college basketball, you were 500. I mean, how many of these teams do I really know? Do I really know deeply enough to make deep insightful predictions about what might happen. I mean, I have some ideas about some things, right?
Yeah, but like you see those people on TV back a couple of years. You know, I've been watching this George Washington team or George Mason team or this Butler team. Well, screw you, you were not.
Well, no, those people might be real college basketball experts. That's possibly what they're doing, but that's not me.
Right.
I'm not a college basketball super freak.
You are a basketball Jones, but you're not a freak.
I've seen some games. I love basketball. I'm more of an NBA super freak if I had to pick one. So again, when I'm doing my analysis, there's a limited amount of deep, insightful analysis. Past a certain level, I'm guessing.
Right.
And so the first thing I always kind of want to see is, based on the limited amount that I do know,
right,
which quarter, which regional, mm-hmm, is the one where I can just have stuff go really haywire.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So here's my point. I know Villanova just got upset pretty recently, and they've had some ups and downs. I know I love Michigan State, and they're getting healthy for the first time all
year. They took care of Michigan today, too.
Whooped them.
Yep.
And I know Virginia's the fourth number one seed. I can tell you from the jump, Michigan State's in my Final Four as a four seed.
Because
you never want to be the guy that picks all the chalk. You know you need a lower seed in your Final Four.
Right. The ones people are getting on
my nerves. That's the first thing I look for. Where do I have a lower seed that I know something about, right, and that I like enough that I want to put into the Final Four?
Right. And feel confident about it.
Yeah, or at least feel all I want. Like I said, I'm not an expert enough to feel like I'm confident that I made the right pick everywhere.
Right.
But I know enough to feel confident that I've got a shot.
Right.
And I know enough about Michigan State to know they've at least got a shot.
Right.
To get to the Final Four.
You know,
legit shot.
The one thing the other thing I look at in brackets, and I always look at teams, and I watch, like, all year long, I'll see a team that's just like, and they, In my opinion, and not necessarily in my opinion, you hear it once in a while, but you look at teams and they're just, I think they're completely overrated, and they get put into the bracket and they're overrated, and everybody thinks these people are a surefire, get in the Final Eight. And like, Arizona. I don't think Arizona is really as good as people think they are. A couple of years ago, it was the same thing with, I can't remember off the top of it. They had a really nice little season. They went in there, and you're like, no, they're not going to. You know, this is overrated.
I think
Arizona
lost. They lost one of their better players. I mean, Brandon Ashley. This is not the team that was the number one team in the country for much of the beginning of the year. It's a team without a critical contributor in Brandon Ashley.
But when they were number one earlier in the year, they never looked. But then again, there really is no dominating team this year, which is kind of cool. I mean, there is no.
No,
there
is, and you know what? I don't know how often we're really going to get the dominant team anymore in college basketball.
Like the Duke or the UNLVs back there in the Gucci Road days. Like,
I mean, it happens, but most of the great collections of talent that we see at the college level, at least given the current NBA college system.
Right.
Most of the great collections of talent we see is great collections of very young talent.
And one
like Kansas is this
one
year. And very rarely do those. I mean, the last time we saw a collection of talent like that stick around
was
for
Duke back in the early mid-90s.
That's completely wrong. It was Florida when they won.
Oh,
back-to-back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when Joakim Noah was there. That's right, yeah.
Al Horford, Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer. Right. Maurice Spates was on one of those teams, I believe.
Well, you see that a lot. You see that a lot with these schools where you have the mid-majors mostly, where kids aren't going. They can't go one and done because they're not good enough. They ain't playing together 3 or 4 years. Butler, a perfect example. Wichita State's another example. Those kids have been playing together for a couple of years. That's why these schools do well. Other programs should kind of look at that a little bit. Teams, I'm talking about big time. I'm using this one just for no other reason other than it's just I happen to be looking at a map right now and I see the state of Illinois. Let's just say Illinois, for example. Why not, instead of going out there and trying to get some kind of blue chip kid that you know may be one and done, so you may have an OKC, why don't you go out and recruit a bunch of kids that maybe are good mid-majors, maybe not low caliber, that's not the truth. They would qualify as really good mid-major people, try to keep them around for a couple of years and build a program. But most big schools don't want to do that for some reason or don't seem to want to do that.
Because that's not the best talent. I mean, I don't think
I know, but my point is, but you see these schools like Wichita State, like a Butler, like a George Mason, have these kids that play together for 2 or 3 years, and they make some noise after their sophomore or junior years going into these tournaments. You know, and when's the last time you saw
and how
school?
Many, and how many titles of those teams
and
won?
You can make the same argument for a lot of big schools, too. You can make an argument for Temple, which all up until recently, Temple always had, which under John Chaney, had fantastic programs with some great ball players. Never made it. And once in a while, they made it to the, you know, the Sweet 16. You can make, you know, schools like that. But I'm saying, you look
yeah, at, but how many of those true mid-major, small to mid-major teams make it even to the Sweet 16?
They may, no less often than schools like, and I'm using my alma mater, Temple. And Temple's a big
school. Yeah, but Temple's not the sort of school. Temple's not Illinois.
I was using Temple as an example. Temple was a big-time program at one point.
Well, but that's not, I mean, the lay of the land is such that if Illinois wants to be a legitimate big program and, you know, have national title aspirations, you got to go after the best talent. I mean,
but that doesn't seem to be working lately. It just seems like,
that's exactly what works. I mean, again, because of the one and dones and because of the way the NBA works right now, the door has opened slightly for mid-majors. But if you're comparing them to the alternative is much more successful.
Okay, I don't. Maybe I'm just
the
looking.
The vast majority of successful
maybe,
teams.
Maybe
are
I'm looking. Maybe I'm looking at it from
better talent.
Maybe I'm looking at it from a romanticist point of view. Maybe
I think you are.
Maybe you might be right. You might be right.
And that's great. I'm with you. I love watching the mid majors. It's better. I love the players that stick around in college. I would love to be able to get attached to a Tyler Ennis at Syracuse over the next 3 years.
Right.
But this is another thing where, and I don't want to be the guy on sports talk radio that says, why do we want to debate about sports all the time? But I'm not sure what the point of lamenting that is.
Romanticizing it a bit. Maybe that's what I'm doing.
Right. If we're talking about what can we do to change the one and done rule, I have some ideas. I think a lot of people have some ideas. But if we're just poo-pooing it, I don't actually think it's so much worse than anything. It changes what things look like, but I think most college basketball fans are still college basketball fans, and most NBA fans are still NBA fans. And to the degree that it does degrade the product somewhat, it doesn't really change it too wildly. I mean, college basketball is kind of boring.
Yeah.
And that's an NBA guy talking. You know, that's me. That's my own personal perspective. College basketball to me is kind of slow and boring. And 20 years ago, it was kind of slow and boring.
Oh, I don't know. 20 years ago, man, that's when he did Loyola Marymount, UNLV running up and down the court, scoring 140 points a game. That wasn't boring, Val.
That was more like 30 years ago.
No, it was the early 90s. That's 22 years ago. 91, 92, 93.
Okay, you're right. It's a little over 20. But those were the exception to the rule even then. I mean, the most college.
I mean, there were North Carolina State teams back in the early mid 70s going up against schools like Memphis, that time Memphis State and Maryland. They were putting up 85, 90 points a game when there was no shot clock.
Right. That's exactly right, Jerry. And were those the rule or the exception to the rule, would you say?
Well, a lot of those games were not on TV back then, so it looked like it was the rule. It was probably the exception. You're probably right.
I mean, you think most college basketball teams were averaging in the 80s and 90s?
Oh, no, there were games that were 32-28. I know that.
Exactly. College basketball is more or less the same game, and there are teams today that average a ton of points and get run up and down the floor a lot, right?
Yeah.
But is the talent a little different, a little less? Is it a little less developed in college basketball?
Yes.
Has it revolutionized the game and the way it's played and the style? Mostly not.
No, I agree with you.
Mostly not. We'll come back and wrap this hour up next. In fact, you know what? Jerry's going to give you a little update next. You ready for that, Jerry?
No, I didn't.
Going to update the people on what's happening?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. No, because we come back, we're only going to have like a minute 20 anyway. So I'll just I'll tell them what the update would have been brought to you by.
Minute 20 update. Jerry Burke on the Sports World in a minute. That's how long most update people have anyway, Jerry.
Yeah,
suck it up.
Suck
it up and update the populace.
You said suck.
Sunday night edition, Kolsky, Burke. Sirius XM Channel 92. Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider a cheat night. Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no
more. Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
As a matter of conjecture, I guess. Coming up on a buck before the top of the hour. Old Blind Al Wilson with canned heat in the background. And I really don't have time for an update, and I don't want to do one. But if we were going to do one, it would have been brought to you by LiverGuard. Here's what you would have done, kids. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code, the word great. Like the great Blind Owl Wilson, G-R-E-A-T. Most one-and-dones can't spell that. You would have gotten a great deal. They would have shipped it anywhere and would have helped prevent that alcohol hangover. But as I've stated many times in this program, and I will state it again, you want to avoid the hangover to begin with? Don't mix your drinks. Keep them in separate glasses. But if you don't want to listen to me, go to livergard.com. We crawl towards the top of the hour of the adulting with those idiots at the IRN USA Network. Coming up next, Matt Kolsky. I'm Jerry Burke. Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama and his Democrats face the challenge of limiting fallout from Obamacare and drumming up voter enthusiasm in the November congressional elections. Problem areas exposed by the loss of a Florida candidate who had led in the polls. President Obama told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday the U.S. rejected the results of a secession referendum in Ukraine's Crimea region and warned that Washington was ready to impose sanctions on Moscow over the crisis, with Washington and its European allies expected to slap targeted punitive measures on Russian officials as early as Monday. The White House said Obama made clear to Putin that the dispute could still be resolved diplomatically, but that Russia first must halt military incursions into Ukrainian territory. The longest-serving mayor in Boston history, who stepped down early this year after 20 years in office, has been diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer, the Boston Globe reported on Sunday. Tom Menino told the newspaper that the cancer has spread to his liver and lymph nodes. IRN USA News.
You have probably heard of the KISS system, K-I-S-S, Keep It Super Simple. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby presenting the simple three-step plan home business system. I really think that the main reason the three-step plan has been able to help so many people build a business working from home is because of its simplicity. If you have a telephone, internet access, and some good old stick-to-itiveness, you can make more money working from home. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. Our turnkey system will give you everything you need to be successful. Many 3-STEP plan members are now in the top 2% of income earners in the nation, and they did it working from home. If you want a better financial future and think you might appreciate the freedom of working from home, we invite you to check out the 3-STEP plan. Go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102.
It appears that security for the Boston Marathon will be challenging. Correspondent Precious Watson explains why in this story.
Even as police prepare for a massive presence at Boston's first marathon since the 2013 bombing attack that killed three people and injured 264, officials acknowledge the sheer scale of the event poses inevitable security risks. More than 3,500 officers will be stationed along the 26.2-mile course in Massachusetts. According to security experts, while officials said they are not aware of any specific threat to the 118th Boston Marathon, officials face a challenge of increasing security without taking a stance that is so aggressive it drives spectators away. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Cuban Americans met in Miami on Saturday to discuss how to normalize relations with Cuba and end the five-decade-long United States embargo against the communist-run island. This is IRN USA News.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodtapwater.com. Goodtapwater.com.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on Saturday called on the Republican Party to become more inclusive on issues like immigration. Rice was Secretary of State under President George W. Bush. Venezuelan troops stormed a Caracas square on Sunday to evict protesters who turned it into a stronghold during 6 weeks of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. National Guard soldiers fired tear gas and turned water cannons on hundreds of demonstrators who hurled rocks and some petrol bombs before abandoning Plaza Altamira in affluent East Caracas, which has been the scene of daily clashes. Republicans are attacking President Obama again. Here's correspondent Jason Wirt.
Members of the House of Representatives looking to push back at what they call the imperial presidency of President Obama, where he uses executive orders to bypass Congress and install his will on the country without a check to his power, have passed what they call the Enforce the Law Act. The bill would authorize the House or Senate to sue the president for not enforcing laws that are on the books. Republicans are pointing to 20 changes that the White House has made to the Obamacare law without coming to Congress to have the law amended. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
In business news, Toyota Motor Corporation's Indian unit has declared a lockout of its workers at two car plants after strained salary negotiations spurred workers to stop production lines. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hello, Radio Land. Are you ready? Because Matt is.
I'm all over the place. I'm wishy-washy. I'm, what they used to call it, Kerry? I'm a flip-flopper. Flip-flopper.
He's broadcasting Wunderkind.
And now I'm confused again. Because now I don't think.
You're locked in for hour number two.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Sports Overnight America.
If you try it, your veins will melt or whatever.
Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Where's that? I got them pebbles and a microphone. Where's that?
It is. Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, it is.
Where's that? It's
Sunday night edition. No need to sing, Jerry. Really, no need.
I was thinking about something during the break.
All right. What is it?
Just trying to imagine how many tomatoes there are in the world.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, because I was thinking about this. Think about all the things that tomatoes are in. I mean, do you know how many tomatoes there must be on the planet to just to take care of the state of California? It just blows your mind sometimes how much food there really has to be on this planet just to take care of me and my Bloody Marys half the time. You asked.
No, I didn't. You volunteered.
It's food for thought.
It's not.
No pun intended.
What the pun was intended.
Well, tomatoes are food.
Shameless, shameless fool.
It's me.
I mean, seriously, what are we even doing here?
I was just wondering how many tomatoes there were in the world. There has to be a lot of tomatoes to feed this planet.
You hijacked the open because you said you're thinking about something.
You asked me what I was thinking about.
Break. No, you volunteered.
I said I was thinking about something, and you said, what was it?
Because what am I supposed to say?
You're dumb enough to ask. You should know better.
No, Jerry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why is this my life?
You love me.
That I am asking. You got an answer for that one, Jerry?
Good point.
Good God. I'm going to try to talk about sports next. I am. But I can't guarantee anything because I've got a complete lunatic.
Tomatoes are a fruit, by the way.
Doing everything he can.
You wouldn't put it in a fruit salad, though.
Listen to him, for God's sake. Listen to what I deal with. Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 9.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
That's simple. Something tells me an exorcism would just yield the disappointing result that, nope, Jerry's just Jerry.
That's me.
No demon in there.
Nope.
Just Jerry.
Just me.
It is Sports Overnight America. Matt Kolsky, Jerry Burke with you. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to jump in. Before we get into anything else, Jer.
For those of you on the East Coast, by the way, in Massachusetts, happy evacuation day.
St. Patrick's Day, too. Yeah,
well, this real quick story. Everyone was always taking off. This is going back 40, 50 years ago. People in Boston were always taking off for St. Patrick's Day. And it got to the point where, you know, people were, commerce was losing out here. You know, people were just taking St. Patrick's Day off to go out and get drunk, which, of course, I'm all for. Somebody, and I can't remember who it was somebody in, it was this low-level office worker who was working in the government office in Boston, looked it up and found out that March 17th was the day that the British evacuated Boston. So it became a state holiday, and they call it, it's called E-Day, Evacuation Day. So it's actually a state holiday now. So you don't have to go to work anyway. It just happens to coincide with St. Patrick's Day. So good on them.
That's serious. St. Patrick's Day is a state holiday in Massachusetts.
Yes, but it's called Evacuation Day.
That's incredible. How was I unaware of this?
Yeah, well, I lived there for years. I was wondering why everyone was walking around drunk. Like, aren't you a police officer? Plop. Yeah, it's a state holiday.
I was born there in Massachusetts, and I was unaware of this state holiday.
Yep.
It's a pretty great idea.
Yep. That, and we got Patriot Day coming up here next month. 11:05 start for the Red Sox. That's a lot of fun, by the way. If you ever get a chance to do that, go see a Patriot Day game in Boston. The game starts at 11:05 a.m. and right around the time the game ends, usually when the first runners of the Boston Marathon are coming up Boylston Street, which is directly behind Fenway Park there on the other side of the Brookline Avenue Bridge, right across the trestle there from Kenmore Square. It's really, if you get a chance, it's cool. It's really a good time.
That's enough. Enough showing off by you.
What's showing off? I lived up the street. It's hard not to do it.
No, I know. You've got a lot of great Boston knowledge. We're all very impressed.
I'm from Massachusetts. Of course I do.
I know. Like I said, we're done. So before we get back into relevant sports of the day, I believe I have something I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget we have the intellectual portion of the program coming up, too.
Jerry, I am aware of these things.
Okay,
our lines of communication are successful. There's no need to remind me.
Nice.
You do know what it is I have to do, of course.
Oh, you have to make your pick.
I have a pick to make.
Let me get my sheet here. Hang on a second. Where's my? There we are.
Jerry, watch your language.
I said my
sheet. Oh,
S-H-E-E-T.
I see. I get it.
Or, as my grandmother used to say, sheath. All right, just to let you know what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, going on, this is 5 years running now. This being the sixth year. We don't root for success. We don't even root for mediocrity, Matt. We root for bad. And every year we have a contest to pick who's going to have the worst.
In your case, that's called rooting for company, but go ahead.
Basically, we have a contest to see who's going to have the worst record in baseball. And what you're doing, not necessarily, I mean, everyone picks a team, you know, the usual suspects, myself, Townsend, Kolsky, Robert Bwan, Marco D'Angelo, the Laughter Diva, Amy Piddle. We get intern. It's usually about half a dozen or eight of us to get into it. And what the object is here is not to have the best record of the teams that everyone picks. If you do,
ideally, the object is to have the worst, to pick the worst possible team that is available to you.
Right. And for example, like last year, coming off 69 wins in 2012, 2013, a solid pick to be bad. Boston Red Sox. How'd that work out, Matt? Okay. So anyway, I'm just letting you know right now, the three teams that were taken off the board before no one's even was given an opportunity to pick them. They were taken off were the Chicago Cubs.
This is BS, by the way.
Why?
Because you took the Cubs off the board after I said I was going to pick them, but go ahead.
No, the Cubs are off the board at 68.5 wins. Houston at 63.5.
Jerry, did you or did you not initially take only the Marlins and Astros off the board?
No, I took the Cubs off, too. I just, my highlighter
ran
out.
Liar.
And the Miami
You're
Marlins at 68 wins. They're off the tailor. And one team has been picked already by Robert Bwan from Country Fastball. Make sure you check him out at countryfastball.com. The man has taken country music and Major League Baseball, did the peanut butter and chocolate thing. Great radio program. Robert Bwan has taken, he feels, even though it even money with the Washington Nationals to win the NL East, he thinks the Atlanta Braves are wildly overrated. Robert Bwan, at 87.5, has taken the Atlanta Braves to have the worst record in baseball this year.
Well, I don't agree with him. So I will allow that you allowed him to cheat and choose before it was his turn, because, as you well know, I was the first pick.
Right. I told him once again
that it is a lie that you initially took only the Astros and Marlins off the board, and only when I said, I think I'm going to take the Cubs, I think I'm leaning towards the Cubs.
That's not what
only
you said.
Then,
you said you were leaning towards the Twins is what you said.
No, Jerry, that's what I said. I was choosing between the Cubs and Twins.
Phillies and the Red Sox last year?
Cubs. Correct. Correct. And last year I screwed myself, and this year you screwed me. So I am left with no choice but to take the Minnesota stinking Twins.
Okay, let's see here. American League Kolsky Twins. They're at 71.5, by the way, for the over-under.
But I'm playing this year under protest.
I don't think you have a chance of the Minnesota Twins winning the World Series this year, Kolsky. But then again, I am going with the team alphabetically that is right under that at 73.5. I am going with the Nye Mets, the guys from Citi Field. I think they're going to be worse than 73.5. They'll be lucky if they win that combined over the next 2 years. So I'm going.
I will take that bet.
Well, that's hyperbole. But they're at 73.5. So far,
I will take your hyperbolic bet.
Mm-hmm. Or as somebody who works here said once, hyperbole.
I will play you in that hyperbole, Jerry.
I don't think the Mets are going to be win. I don't think the Mets are going to win 65 games this year, to be honest with you. But that's me. So Rob Bwan's got the Braves. You have the Twinkies. I have the Twins. We still have about 5 or 6 people who have to pick.
And you're going to give me 3-1 odds on the Mets over 70.
Do you think the Mets are going to be over 70?
For 3-1 odds, I do.
I'm not giving you 3-1 odds, man. You took the Red Sox last year.
Yeah, exactly. You should take advantage of this opportunity to get on the right side of a bet for me.
By the way, everybody thinks that's pretty embarrassing. Bwan, Marco D'Angelo, even the Laughter Diva in Resonance thought that was pretty pathetic. I mean, what are the odds on you? When D'Angelo took the Arizona Diamondbacks 2 years ago and they ended up winning the...
Let me ask you something, Jerry. Shoot. You think this is good radio?
I don't think it's fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You talking about last year's Red Sox and my failed bet?
Yeah, I just like to talk about my Red Sox once again being the World Series champs. Third time
right.
in 10 years.
You like to talk about it because you like to rub it in my face. You smug son of a...
Bitch, that's me. Why, was it something you would like to talk about now? Or two?
It's a lot of things I'd like to talk about, starting with your...
You said you wanted your pick. I was explaining to everybody how you screwed the pooch last year.
Well, I had to make my pick is what I said, because you were remiss in your duties. You originally insisted I had to make my pick by the top of the hour.
I've been drinking all day, Matt.
I know you have. Speaking of making picks, Jerry.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Shoot.
Okay. Let's just say, for the sake of argument,
okay,
that you worked for a... let's see. What's a good example?
I don't know. It's your question.
Let's say you worked for Netflix, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And let's say that you were a software engineer.
Okay.
And your job was designing a new video play interface, user interface.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right. And you designed the best gosh darn user interface anyone had ever seen.
My name would be on people's lips for decades to come because of this interface.
Yeah. Now, look, Netflix gave you a ton of money, gave you all the opportunities you needed, gave you all the high-tech computers you needed.
A hot secretary.
All the hot support, secretary. A hot secretary, everything you wanted.
Right.
And you knocked it out of the park. And Netflix has a new video interface system for users that is just, I tell you, doggone it, it beats the band.
They're building statues.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So I'm you know what? I'm God right now, so go ahead.
Continue. Yeah, and you know what? You had a good career.
Sweet.
You made your nut, as they say.
Right.
You step away.
Fooled around with a hot secretary and everything.
Yeah, that was maybe part of why you left. There were some whispers about that, but no one could ever prove anything.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you're relaxing. You're living the good life.
You bet.
Every now and then someone calls you and asks you a question about user interfaces, and you're like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I know a thing or two about user interfaces, my friend. I could tell you.
Right.
And you have a nice chat, and that's it.
Right.
You're relaxing.
Right.
Okay, then one day.
Mm-hmm. The hot secretary, she calls me with a...
No. No, Hulu calls.
Okay.
Hulu calls.
Gotcha.
You know, it's this other streaming video service.
I know what it is, yeah.
Okay. And they say, Jerry,
yeah,
Netflix is kicking our sorry behinds, man.
First off, they should call me Mr. Burke, but okay.
Mr. Burke.
Thank you.
Help us. Can you help us? And you say to Hulu, you know what, fellas?
Give me two hot secretaries with morally liberal attitudes.
No, that's not what you say. You say.
I wouldn't.
You say, you know what, I could, but I'm going to be straight with you. I'm not that into making user interfaces anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, Jerry, we got to have you. We got to have you.
Right.
And you're like, honestly, I'm not really in the user interface game.
I like to get up and go fishing, read some
and they
books.
And they say, you don't understand. We'll give you whatever you want.
Ooh,
and you say, well, like I said, I'm not really that interested in making user interfaces anymore.
Right.
I have always kind of wanted to run a multimillion-dollar business, so if you want to make me the CEO and pay me a whole lot of money, I guess I would do that. Now, does that sound like a good business decision for Hulu to hire you, Jerry Burke, who hasn't spent a day of his life running a business, who doesn't know how business works, who frankly has been probably drinking too much and possibly doing some other weird drugs?
No, there's no possible about that. Yeah, you're right. That happened.
For the past several years, right. You know, maybe spacing out in the desert for days at a time, as far as we know.
That'd be me. Does that sound like a smart business
decision?
Does that
sound like a smart business
decision? No, I could see some stockholders that would be quite upset with that. Yes.
Because that is what the New York Knicks have done.
Exactly.
With Phil Jackson.
Yeah, you're right.
I love Phil Jackson. He makes a hell of a user interface, man. I mean, look.
But he's never seen a spreadsheet, has he?
You give Phil Jackson the ingredients, and he will make you a hell of a pie.
That was a great analogy you did there, Colsey. That was good.
But just because he makes a hell of a pie doesn't mean you want to send him shopping. Now I will. You know what? In fact, we'll save this for when we get back. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls 1-800-878-7529. And I will finish my Phil Jackson thought, because all that being said,
yeah,
I don't think this is the end of the world, this signing.
No. It isn't for him.
Well, it's great for him.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why, even despite that analogy, and despite the fact that you don't want Jerry Burke running your business.
Nor do you want me near your two secretaries.
Obviously. This is not the end of the world for the Knicks. In fact, it could be a good thing.
Huh? Really? Okay, I want to hear this.
Up next on Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 92.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Plenty O'Toole.
Named after your father, perhaps.
I don't get it, Jerry.
Lana Wood? Sean Connery?
Can you explain that joke to me, Jerry?
Are you really? 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 I mean, I know Christian probably is who, but really?
Maybe I just want to hear you try to explain that on the radio. You know? Oh,
have you ever seen Lana Wood? If you saw Lana Wood, I wouldn't have to explain it to you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the great Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him in a while.
And the great Lana Wood from the waist up. Whew. I'm telling you, she was better looking than Natalie, in my opinion.
Easy.
My opinion, better looking than Natalie.
Wrong Wood, Jerry.
You said Wood.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So I told you before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson, never been a personnel manager.
Nope.
No indication that he should be running a team from a GM or president standpoint.
Nope.
Okay. But I actually think this is a pretty good hire.
Enlighten me.
So how can I say that?
I'm waiting.
What kind of jackassery am I up to here? Let me explain.
No, it's too much. Let me. I was alarmed from that. Oh, my God.
My name is Inigo Montoya. Killed my father.
It's a great movie.
Prepare to die. I think that's the line.
No, no, but there's one against him. There was. It's
too difficult. Let's not kid ourselves. There's only the one line, and that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, rodents of unusual size. I don't believe they exist. Phil Jackson is not a personnel manager. Phil Jackson is not a GM. I don't know how good of a judge of talent Phil Jackson is.
Right.
What is Phil Jackson?
He's a coach.
He's a coach, and what else? He's an outsized personality. Mm-hmm. He's a basketball legend, mm-hmm. and he's big enough and bad enough to tell the owner, James Dolan, to go directly and stick it. And more than anything, the New York Knicks need somebody who can go directly to the owner, James Dolan, and tell him to stick it and to get his filthy nose out of Knicks business, quite frankly.
You realize the New York Knicks have not won a title in over 40 years?
Never mind that.
Jeez.
Never mind that. Because that's one issue. The other issue is this has been a franchise that has been outspending the competition and
underplaying them,
wildly underachieving for
years,
a significant period of time now. And look, hard as it is to believe, Isaiah Thomas is still hurting this franchise, but you can't blame it all on Isaiah anymore.
For a while you could,
but look. Who's the guy who empowered Isaiah and kept him empowered for so long?
Mr. Dolan.
There's one constant, and it's James Dolan, sticking his finger places it doesn't belong and getting involved in things he shouldn't be involved in. And Phil Jackson is one of maybe five people in the country who could tell him to stick it, and he might listen.
Jerry West being another maybe.
Yeah, but he's with the Warriors.
Yep.
So what you have here is the question of, A, is Phil going to do that? And B, if he does that, is it going to be in favor of whatever his cockamamie vision is? Or is it going to be in favor of using good basketball people and people
who
have...
I was going to say, he seems like Phil Jackson would be smart enough to understand that this may not be his forte. He should hire some people to work for him that know what they're doing.
And I tend to agree. And Phil Jackson has always been the sort of guy that is about freedom of ideas. And he hired Tex Winter because he liked the offense that Tex Winter created and was the expert on. Phil Jackson's not afraid to go to an expert to show him how to do things that he wants to get done. And so I think he's going to be a guy. And again, this is speculation to some extent, but I think even though he doesn't have the skills we might traditionally associate with the ideal candidate for a GM or president of a basketball team, this job requires a certain type of person.
Jerry Jones still hasn't figured that out yet.
Right. Well, and to be perfectly honest, the Knicks have in terms of draft picks anyway, the Knicks have done some really good things.
Right.
I mean, they've gotten some really good value at various times over the past 5 years. Even as the team has stunk, they've mismanaged their assets. They've spent too much money on free agents in certain situations.
Right.
They've made bad trades. But in terms of a lot of that is the stuff where the owner was sticking his nose in and forcing people to pull triggers they didn't necessarily want to pull. In terms of scouting and the infrastructure within the organization, it's not clear that that's actually so bad. So Phil Jackson's most important job is going to be cutting off the influence of James Dolan. And if he can execute that properly...
And if Dolan doesn't do that, he's like, I don't need your money. Later.
One would imagine. And I would imagine, and it has been reported, that Phil Jackson insisted on having final say,
right,
to take the gig.
Right. And how long, you know, with Dolan, boy, I promise. Okay.
Well, we'll see. Again, we will see. But Phil Jackson, I'll say it again, is one of maybe five guys in the basketball world who could tell James Dolan to stick it and have at least a possibility. Man, I like saying stick it. I've said that a lot this segment. and at least have a possibility that he'd listen. Will he listen? How long will he listen? These are questions we won't know the answer to until if or when Phil Jackson.
And the thing is, given the press in here, given the Daily News, the Post, the Time, the first little flare up, you know what it's going to look like on the front page of the Post and the back page of the Daily News. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Phil has never been afraid.
I'm not saying that in a bad. I'm just saying I can't wait to see what the first.
In terms of being a guy who sits in front of cameras and talks down to reporters, Phil's among the best, and he's not afraid to say what he means, and he's not afraid to say what he doesn't mean if he thinks it's going to work to his advantage. I mean, he's almost as much of a master of handling the press as he is a master of coaching the game of basketball. So I think he'll be a great fit in New York. Plus, I've seen this mentioned in a couple of articles about the situation. He sort of has this back and forth, on and off love affair with New York dating back to
when he played with them, yeah.
Playing there. I mean, he's part of their only championship team. He is beloved as a player in New York. There were always, threats and possibilities that he might end up coaching in New York someday. So in a lot of ways, this isn't that surprising. And also in a lot of ways, I think it's a unique opportunity for James Dolan to take a step back without losing face.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing for him to say, after 10 years of noodling with everything and insisting on being a part of it and pulling the trigger and making the final decision, if he then, with Steve Mills still at the helm, says, you know what, I'm gonna butt the heck out of this because I'm blowing it, then it's clear he's admitting he's blowing it.
Yeah.
If he says, I got Phil Jackson, I'm going to let him handle it, he doesn't have to necessarily admit what a jerk he's been for the past decade.
Yeah.
So I think everybody wins. And I think up next, the caller wins. 1-800-878-7529. We will take phone calls, I promise, after this on Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM, Channel 92. Calls the cops and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops and even then we'll start again.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Your problem, most people aren't able to see that beneath your slick and sensitive exterior, deep down, you really are a douchebag.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Jerry. You're only a little bit of a douchebag.
By the way, happy 88th birthday to Joseph Levovich.
Who's that?
Jerry Lewis.
Oh. Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, that's the pride of Faraday, Louisiana, the cousin of Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gillis. No.
I believe the cousin of his own wife.
Well, she was only 13 at the time, so technically, yeah, that could be really yucky. But,
pretty icky guy.
Along with Paul McCartney, could not read or write music. Did you know that?
Jerry Lee.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis nor Paul McCartney can read or write music.
Well, they both write music. They just can't. They can't write
notes. Yeah, they can't. Yeah,
on a. They couldn't write it out for
on
you
a scale. No,
so that you could read it.
No,
right?
they can't look at that and say, oh, that's a B
that's
minor.
That's true of a lot of great jazz musicians too.
That's true.
Anyway, that's a less noteworthy thing than you would think.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hey, look, Einstein wasn't. He was terrible in English. Of course, he was German, but. Anyway,
1-800-878-7529 is the phone number. Christian in Galveston, Texas calls us. What's up, Chris?
Good evening, Mr. Kolsky, and happy Engineer Day, Jerry Burke.
See, there's a man who either was listening to the show or Googled it. Yes, St. Patrick is the patron saint of engineers. Yes. That's why my father was so fond of him.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, so I heard y'all say something about that. But I got two things to get off my chest. One mm-hmm. pertains to the thing that Kolsky did like 15 minutes ago. Picked his teams for the mediocre team sweepstakes or something. But enough about all of that. When it comes down to March Madness, when it comes down to the field of 68 teams that have just been revealed, about 8 hours ago in the States, I gotta ask, ASK, everybody thinks that Southern Methodist should have been in the tournament, and I agree, but when it comes down to
hey, Chris,
not having Southern, huh?
You, name me what? One player on Southern Methodist.
Larry Brown.
Shut up, Jerry.
To be honest, I can't tell you a single player.
Okay, so how sure? So when you say you agree that they should be in the tournament, how sure would you say you are?
Or as they say it on your way,
very
y'all are.
Sure. I mean, so sure in fact that Cal Poly, a team that's 13-19, shouldn't even be in it.
Go
ahead, Craig. Go ahead.
I mean,
well, they're an automatic bid. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
I understand, but
and the SLO is a cool town too.
All right, Jerry.
Yeah, but
you don't know
all I'm saying is Christian. I know it's a yearly tradition. We had this conversation earlier. I know it's a tradition every year to whine about the teams that were on the bubble and didn't make it, like SMU and whoever it was that Jerry was upset about earlier.
UWGB.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Wisconsin, Green Bay, Phoenix.
Yeah, sometimes in college football, I don't know if you remember this, guys. Sometimes in college football, the third best team in the country doesn't even get a chance to be in the argument for the national title. So I can't get too worried about the fate of the 35th best team in the country. I just can't.
Usually what happens is, Matt is right here. I mean, what's going to happen is when this is all said and done, odds are the best team is one of the four best teams will usually end up in the final four. Three of the four will be in there.
It's not even so much that. It's just that whatever team you're worried about getting in or not getting in, guarantee that team has almost no shot of winning a title.
Right. Oh, guaranteed. Yeah, you're right. There's no top 10 teams that got left out of this.
No. You know? No, they're not. They're not. Anyway, go ahead, Christian. What's your question?
I mean, to be honest, it's not like I actually care about.
Right, exactly.
It's not like I actually care about Cal Poly because I know they're going to get whooped by my home area, Texas Southern Tigers, from the third ward of Houston. Who are probably going to get whooped by Wichita State anyways, but
probably,
when it comes
yes.
down to the tournament,
yes.
other than the 12-5 matchup, what other matchups are you more forward to seeing? Because I think that 8-9, all those 8-9 matchups are pretty much deal breakers.
I think, it's interesting you put it that way. I don't know if I'd go deal breaker. I would say that the number ones, with the exception of Florida, and this has been said, but there's no dominant teams, and less so Virginia. They're pretty darn good, and I don't love the Memphis team. I don't know anything about George Washington, but I don't love that Memphis team that they're quite possibly going to play in round two. Both the Midwest and West brackets, Arizona in round two has a real good shot of playing Oklahoma State. That's a really tough matchup. If that's their round two matchup, Wichita State has a very good chance of playing Kentucky. Just from a talent perspective, that's a tough matchup. Now, look, I'm not saying the number one seed is anything but a clear favorite in either of those matchups. But for a second round for a number one seed, that could be a load. I'm with Christian on that.
Right.
Right. Sounds like that character from the Sesame Street. Hey, you want to buy an E? Right. That's what it sounded like.
But another thing I want to get off my chest, and I know
if you say
Mr.
UFC
Kofi
or
had
MMA.
A chance to pick his two baseball teams to blame out this year earlier in the hour.
I really didn't get a chance to pick the team I wanted to because Jerry cheated me again, but go on.
My name on the marquee. Go ahead.
I understand, but I picked the Chicago White Sox and the Atlanta Braves.
Well, you can only take one first off. And Braves,
first of all, you're not in the bet.
You're not in the bet because you can't.
Anyone who would pick the White Sox is dead to me. Are you done, Christian? I've had it with you. Are
and
you
Atlanta's
done?
Already been picked.
White Sox. The White Sox are going to be the worst team in baseball. I'm angry.
You know, it's been nine years since they won the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure has. That's a lot less than it was before that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm still basking in the glow. I'm good with it.
I've got this.
My 2005 World Series champion throw blanket is still doing just fine sitting on my couch.
I still can't get over the fact that three times in the last, you know, you think about it, there are people right now, you know, kids that are now getting their driver's license. When they're, you know, when you're like 6 years old, that's when you start to really realize what baseball. You know, there are kids right now that are getting their driver's licenses this year that think like the Red Sox are some kind of a dynasty because they've won three World Series in their lifetimes.
Oh, will you shut up about the Red Sox? You know, Christian, do you have anything else?
You know what? I'm all tapped out, to be honest. What you saying?
Speaking of tapped out, did you see the fights last night, Christian?
What?
Did you see the fights, man? Pay attention. The fights.
Oh, right. That whole UFC welterweight title fight.
Yes.
You know, I did mention this to Johnny Moreno last night on this exact program.
Well, Johnny Moreno might not have watched it, but I watched it. Did you see it?
Okay, one thing I want to get off my chest and then I'll go.
Okay,
do you think
please.
The walk-away title picture and the Ultimate Fighting Championship is now officially clear because of Johnny Big Rig Hendricks winning the disputed walk-away championship of the world?
Why do you think it's disputed? You didn't think he won?
No, I just think that George St. Pierre is the
You didn't think he beat St. Pierre? I thought he beat St. Pierre.
Well, yeah, but then again, there's a lot of controversy to go around.
Well, look, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why GSP gave up the belt. I don't know what his personal issues are. I don't know about that.
Must
I'm not
be a White Sox fan.
I hate you, Jerry. But listen, Christian, I thought Johnny Hendricks put a pretty good beating on GSP. I thought he won that fight. It was close. That was disputed, but I thought he won it. Last night, it was even going into the fifth round, maybe, but he whooped that ass in the fifth round. I thought that was a clear victory. I thought he earned every bit of that belt, and I don't know. It was maybe Robbie Lawler's not the best challenger for the title, but you know that belt was more or less belonged to Hendricks going in, and it clearly belongs to him now, and we'll see what happens next, I guess, is what I would say. And some other good welterweight fights, too. I think Tyron Woodley is an absolute monster. That guy terrifies me. I think he honestly, that was one of the – from top to bottom, I've probably only watched the last maybe 10 major UFC cards in terms of seriously watching closely. And this may have been my favorite top to bottom because even some of the prelims, but all of the fights on the pay-per-view were pretty awesome.
You know what?
No.
I can understand. And I can also understand that Tyron Woodley just might be one of the guys next in line for a crack at Hendricks and the welterweight title, even though George St. Pierre is currently dealing with TRT issues, which I don't see why, because to me, he don't even look like he takes steroids or testosterone replacement therapy. But the point of the matter is, if and when he comes back, he's probably going to want an immediate title shot. Do you think that'll happen?
Yeah, I think if he comes back, well, look, it's hard to say. How long is it going to be? If it's going to be, I guess there's rumors now that he might come back sooner than later. If it's in the next 10 months, you know, if it's within a year of his stepping down, I expect he'd get a shot. Yeah. And why not? I would want to watch that fight again. That was a great fight.
You know what? Come to think of it, St. Pierre did have an 18-month-long title reign, so it'll probably take 18 more months for him to recover.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what I would say. If it's 2 years from now, I think he probably has to take a couple fights to prove himself first. But it sounds like more likely than not, George St. Pierre will be back sooner than later. That being said, this is a guy who, 6 years ago was practically invincible, and even over the past 5 years looked awfully, awfully tough to beat. In the welterweight division, he looked very beatable when he fought Hendricks. So he might get that title shot. I'm not sure he's going to win it again, though.
True, but then again, there are always a bunch of young, hungry competitors and young, hungry contenders like a Tyron Woodley,
exactly,
looking to get a crack at Hendricks.
And just think athletically, Christian. Think about athletically the matchup. I mean, look, St. Pierre's a great athlete compared to you and me, but think about him in there next to Tyron Woodley. That's not a good physical matchup for George St. Pierre.
Yeah, but if it were me, it'd be like a close fight.
All right, Jerry. I know you can't go too long without saying anything, and you don't know anything about MMA, so we'll stop talking about it. Christian, I appreciate the call.
Thank you for having me on, dude.
Take it easy,
Christian.
I will
talk to you, Jerry, on social media.
Talk to you later, man. Yeah,
Christian in Galveston.
You can get a hold of Kolsky on to Twitter at the Kolsky, right?
Yep.
And you get a hold of me.
Brand new episode of the podcast today.
F King Sports with Andrew Hopkins. F blank blank K I N G Sports. Also,
find it on iTunes. Just search Matt Kolsky, KOLSKY.
And you
can
get a hold
iTunes.
Of me on my Facebook page. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Feel free. I'm not
short for Geraldine. That's how you remember. It starts with a G. Jerry short for Geraldine.
Short for Sean Lauren, but we won't get into that yet. So. Gonna wrap.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could just use your actual name. It's just as much of a lady's name as Geraldine.
Yeah.
What are you now? You're angry? No. Now I'm not allowed to talk trash about your name anymore. No, you spend the whole night interrupting me, leading us down ridiculous, inane paths. I'm not allowed to call you a girl.
No, you can call me a girl. I just had an hour. Actually, my code name when I was in the infantry was the lady.
You're a girl.
Yes, I am.
It feels good.
Got a big rack too.
We're gonna finish the hour.
I
next.
I spend a lot of time alone in the shower with it too.
Me and Lady Jerry next. It's Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 92. Let me put two to someone else.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Oh my God, Jerry! Good, turn that off.
No,
turn it off.
I like this. It makes me feel haunted.
I don't want to feel haunted in the final minute of the hour.
Oh God, you're so disrespectful.
The news will be haunting enough.
You're so disrespectful.
I'm not just. Jerry, you got 6 nights a week you can play that garbage.
Disrespecting.
6 nights a week.
Disrespectful. Actually, I hit the wrong button, too. Sorry about that.
And they call you a producer.
No.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Jerry, if I make you pick a biggest upset of the first weekend, since I won't talk to you until after the first weekend, who you got?
Truthfully, nothing's jumping out at me. I'm looking at these things, and I don't think any of the lower seeds. Like I said, I usually look at the 12-5s. I don't think any of the 12 standards. I think this is all going to be upper end winners this week. I really don't see an upset at all. I really don't. If there's any upset, let's put it this way: if an 11 beats a 5, I'd be surprised. That would be my upset. If any 11 beat a 5,
All right, I'm taking Harvard over Cincinnati.
Okay, you know what? I'd like to see that. It ain't going to happen, though.
Want to bet? Give me odds.
Burrito, I'll give you 5 points.
All right.
Deal? I hope you're
deal,
right.
My friend.
I hope you're right. Say goodnight, Gracie.
I usually am. Goodnight, Gracie. Sports Overnight America.
Sirius XM Channel 92.